USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Weather Service in New Orleans is warning of life-threatening flash flooding in the area Saturday night into Sunday as heavy rains pound southeast Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi. A portion of the Houston Ship Channel has reopened after it was closed for over 24 hours after the collision between a 755-foot tanker and a tugboat.
The Houston Ship Channel has been reopened to one-way tow traffic only. Greg Bierman, a spokesman at Unified Command, tells us one of the vessels carried 25,000 barrels of a gasoline product called Reformate.
There was significant damage to one of two barges. Only one of the two barges has actually released product. The other barge is thought to be completely intact.
At the time of the collision, there was a queue of 33 vessels inbound, with 27 outbound, with 91 vessels stationary called Anchorage. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Vice President Mike Pence addresses graduates in Lynchburg. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
While delivering the commencement address at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, Vice President Mike Pence said the last few months we've seen unspeakable attacks on people of faith.
Jewish synagogues in Pennsylvania and California, on mosques in New Zealand, Christian churches in Sri Lanka. No one should ever fear for their safety in a place of worship, and these attacks on people of faith must stop.
2020 Democratic hopeful and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg was in Las Vegas on Saturday, where he made a promise to the servicemen and women in our country.
Our troops deserve a president who will not, for example, casually threaten military involvement in the place of Venezuela.
This weekend, President Trump gave Mayor Pete a new nickname during a political interview, calling the mayor Alfred E. Newman, who's the mascot for the humor magazine Mad. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Pharmaceutical companies will have to reveal the price of many prescription drugs in TV commercials under a new rule announced by the Trump administration this week. The requirement is part of the president's efforts to crack down on drug costs. Republican Senator Martha McSally joins ABC 15 in Phoenix and says this is something that's near and dear to her constituents' heart.
Everywhere I go, I've been around all 15 counties in my first 90 days in Arizona just to listen to Arizonans. And top of mind for everyone is the cost of health care and health insurance, the cost of prescription drugs in particular. So we've got to shine a light on the real cost. We got to have more choice and competition, and people shouldn't have surprise bills. So let's have transparency and let people shop around. More competition for generic drugs. I mean, this is a real issue that's life-threatening for some people and obviously life-changing for those with chronic diseases. So I am all for more transparency and more choice for Arizona, so that they can afford the health care for their loved ones.
To survive.
Yes.
And regarding President Trump increasing tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, McSally says,
we need to crank up the pressure and have a breakthrough because we can't have this hurt Americans while they're working through the negotiations. But for decades, they've been cheating and it's been hurting Americans and it is a national security issue. So hopefully we can get a breakthrough soon so it's better for America and Arizona.
Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.